Morning Ireland at 11 minutes past 7, and we begin this morning in Lisbon. A national day of mourning across Portugal and 3 days of mourning in the city declared after the devastating funicular train crash that killed at least 15 people and injured 18 more. Earlier I spoke to journalist Alison Roberts, and she's been telling us what's known about what went wrong.
Well, from eyewitness accounts, it seems clear that both of the two funicular cars, which operated on a counterweight system, had problems in that the lower one fell back and about a metre and a half, according to these accounts. And then the other one, which when one was at the bottom, should be right at the top of the hill, which is about 250 metres long, a very steep hill in the centre of Lisbon, came crashing down the hill. So the cable that connects them evidently had something wrong with it. Either it broke or came loose. There is also a braking system in these cars, which have been operating since 1885, and there's never been any such accident of the kind, which would normally stop it from running down the hill, even if there was a problem with the cable. So inevitably, the focus, certainly in the local media, has been on that. But the investigations by the police, by the Transport Safety Authority and by the company itself that operates these vehicles has only just begun.
And the scene after this tragedy?
Yes, I mean, last night we had dozens and dozens of emergency service personnel here, many, many cars, the whole of the Praça dos Restauradores, which is a big square in the centre of Lisbon, right at the bottom of the main axis in the city, was closed off. Today it's a much quieter scene. Both of the funicular cars are still in place. So the one that crashed into a building at the bottom of the hill is still there. We know that forensic medicine experts from the National Institute have been working throughout the night in order to identify all of the victims. The fact that most of them are understood to have been foreign nationals will complicate that and has complicated that. So we have not had any announcement of the identity of the 15 victims. And there are another 18 people in hospital, five of them at least seriously injured, whose situation everyone is very worried about.
And as you say, these funicular trains, they have a good safety record.
Well, they do. I mean, it's not as though they are, you know, driving on a route that's not a regular one. I mean, they just go up and down the hill, and they, as I say, they're counterweights to one another. So the system is designed to be very safe. When it was initially opened in 1885, it operated on a water counterweight system. But for the last very many decades, it's been using these cables underneath the surface of the road. And no, we haven't had any kind of accident of this kind. Nevertheless, the other two funicular railways of this sort of vintage, which are in the city, have been suspended. Their operations have been suspended today by order of the city's mayor, who has in the meantime declared 3 days of citywide mourning. The government of Portugal has declared 1 day of mourning today.
The reaction in the city, I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's very, very somber. I mean, obviously, last night the focus was all on the victims and getting those people out who were trapped in this very, very mangled funicular car. So there was a lot of worry about that. The situation was secured really quite rapidly. The emergency services were on the scene very, very fast. But with such a horrendous accident, it's not surprising that there was such a loss of life and that the injuries may be so serious in some cases.
And so can we expect details about those 15 people who died today? Amongst them, I think, a very young child?
Yes. So the Forensic Institute, as I say, that's been working on this, said that it hopes to be able to identify all of the people affected by this morning. You know, it's early days yet, or it's early hours. So we do expect to have news in the course of the morning.
We'll have more on this later in the programme. That was journalist Alison Roberts in Lisbon. It's 7:15. We're going to go back to Lisbon now, and an Irish woman originally from County Armagh who's been working in O'Gillian's pub in Lisbon for the past 4 months. And Emer, how did you hear about that funicular crash which has left at least 15 people dead and many more injured?
Hello. So I first found out about the crash just from seeing the news alerts come up on my phone. But the crash actually occurred right beside the street that I live on, and I would have been walking up that hill an hour before the incident happened. So it was just whenever I heard the news, I was just really shocked because it was just something that you never would expect. The trams operate, or the funiculars operate every day up and down that hill, and it's just the safety of them never would have been something that I would have suspected to be something to be fearful about.
Yes, because we were hearing earlier in the programme that despite the fact that this is very old technology, it has a good safety track record. And of course, the funicular, it's such a popular attraction for tourists, isn't it? And part of the image of Lisbon.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely one of the most iconic images of Lisbon. Like, they've been operating for over 140 years, and it's sort of like a postcard image of what you picture whenever you picture the city of Lisbon. Those trams are very, very popular amongst tourists, and you know, every day you see people queuing up for them, and even people queuing up to take photos of them and things.
And Emer, of course, we haven't got the names of the victims yet. We don't know, for instance, it's believed many of them are tourists. We don't know what nationality they are. That must be the fear in everyone's mind at the moment.
Yeah, it's so devastating. Just and really, really shocking. It's just something that you wouldn't expect. Because that street in particular, the Gloria Funicular Street, is so busy amongst tourists. Like, it's always buzzling. Locals and tourists, especially at that time, which was sort of like rush hour,
Yeah.
six in the evening. You know, you have people on their way home from work, and you know, I can imagine that the street was busy as it always is, sort of around that time.
Well, I know you were working quite late last night, so we do appreciate you taking the call this morning, and let's hope that the news today, when the victims are identified, doesn't contain anyone you know. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Emer Reavy there from Armagh, working in Lisbon. It's 11 minutes to 9.